a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
K-Rock 955, Tom and Loggy here. We've made a very special trip up the highway with good reason. Big news yesterday. The Offspring are coming back to Australia, not for just one show, Loggy, but for a full stadium tour. And we are very lucky to have Noodles and Dexter here with us. Guys, welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, glad to be here.
We are excited to have you in Australia. Let's just start with last night, the intimate show at the Forum. Would have been a while since you guys have played a show that size, has it been?
Probably.
We do similar shows. I like to mix it up. I'm glad that we're able to do bigger shows, bigger headlining shows, bigger festivals, and then some of the smaller ones too from time to time. It's fun.
Yeah. And now announcing this big tour and knowing that you're coming back to Australia, is that exciting to have that locked away in the diary?
It's really exciting. We always have such great tours when we come to Australia. It's one of our favorite places to come, and the fans are amazing. Definitely. So we're stoked to have it marked on the calendar for next year.
Can I tell you, Supercharged goes hard. We love it. And for a band that has been releasing albums for, you know, 30 plus years now, how do you guys keep doing it? How do you guys keep coming up with music that is like relevant, but also just goes so hard? Because a lot of bands that are sort of, you know, they get later in their career and they start resting on laurels. And, you know, so it's just to keep releasing such great new music. How does it all come together? Right.
You know what? We're not burned out. We love doing what we do, and I think we're as fired up as we've ever been, if not more fired up. The band is firing on all cylinders. We're not just charged, man.
We're supercharged.
Right. You know, we really are. We're feeling it. I think we started to feel it when we were finishing up the last record, and then we went into a pandemic, and that sucked. And then we kept that energy, at least the creative energy in the studio happening. And then when we came out of the pandemic and things started opening up and we were able to play again after a year and a half of not being able to play live music, we realized how much we love doing this again. And that's just kind of where we're at. We're stoked.
And we're stoked that you're stoked and you're
Thank
still
you.
Going.
Yeah. I'm stoked that you're stoked that
Good,
we're stoked.
Really? Oh, a triple stoker. I got stoked with the Offspring. We were driving up the highway here and Tom and I, we have been fans since we were kids. You're like our gateway drug into sort of punk and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and so I begged my parents back in 97 for X-Nay on the Ombre for Christmas. And they were like, oh no, you know what I mean? We can't do that because the explicit lyrics stick up. But then I got it anyway. I opened up the CD and I'm sure you remember, but when you open up, on the actual artwork there is a skeleton, and then I got scared of the skeleton and I closed it and I couldn't open it for a moment. Is it so cool that people are like coming to your shows and they're like people like me and Tom who have been fans of you forever, grew up idolizing you and getting into that music scene, and now they're bringing their kids along as well?
Definitely.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's funny because, like you said, parents of our fans used to hate us back then.
Yeah, but now
those the kids that have grown up loving that, they're bringing their kids, and you know the kids dig us. So it really is. It's a cool thing.
It's almost becoming generational or something.
Yeah,
really cool.
You know, the front row of an Osprey show has never changed that much. They've always been, you know, roughly late teens, early 20s, you know, always for the last 30 years. But now we're starting to see parents filling in some of those slots, too, which is kind of fun. Yeah.
Sorry about all the skeletons back when you were 7 years old.
I've got a Ixnay skateboard over there, too.
And so I'll
she's
the album just, here as
she's
well.
Trying, yeah. not, trying not to look at it. She's trying not to look at it. I wanted to ask, my story was I remember being 13 or 14 and screaming come out and play lyrics in a kid's backyard at like one of my first house parties, you know, that kind of, so that's sort of my gateway. But some of the best lyrics to songs aren't actually words at all. And there's one from one of my favourite Offspring songs, which is All I Want. Can you tell us how that came about? What gave you the idea to be like, and put that into the song? Do you remember?
You know, I mean, just that we always wanted to play punk rock that was melodic, right?
Yeah.
And having melodic songs is always about putting in hooks. And it was the idea of, well, a hook can be something on the guitar, of course, or it could be a chorus, but it could just be something vocal that's just a thing.
Yeah.
And that just felt like it was the right thing to do at that moment.
Yeah. Mm. I love it.
Now, Dexter, you've got a PhD in molecular biology. As you can tell, I'm a bit of a dumbass. I can't even say it. What sort of area has more drugs, the molecular biology field or the punk rock field?
That's good. Good question.
Yeah.
Well, different kinds of drugs.
Yeah.
Equal but different. I don't know. You know, I think that when we were growing up, we had all these stories about these guys, that, you know, the heavy metal guys, whatever, the rock guys that were super high on drugs and stuff. And honestly, we don't see it as much in this kind of music, the more alternative or more punk kind of music. I mean,
well, they're not the bands that we hung out with too much.
Yeah.
You know, you know, our whole kind of thing was kind of moving against the excesses of the early kind of, you know, metal and rock scene, the big arena rock scene with all the groupies and drugs and stuff. Punk rock was, that was antithetical to punk rock really coming up. But then, that being said, there was a lot of punk bands that did get dark, you know, and into drugs, you know.
I guess so, right?
Yeah, a lot of the, especially the New York scene, a lot of heroin in the New York punk scene.
Yeah. So speaking of some of the bands that you were mates with, you're bringing Simple Plan for the Supercharged Tour, which is awesome. They're a huge band. What bands do you consider your mates, though, like the from particularly from the punk scene, particularly the 90s or the noughties even, as bands that you would sort of hang out with socially these days?
Well, NoFX and Pennywise, probably two of the biggest.
Cool.
You know, really tight with those guys. Yeah. Simple Plan are friends of ours. We've done a number of tours with them, but they're kind of like little brothers. Same with Sum 41. You know, we've done a bunch of tours with them, and we're friends and hang out, but they're more like little brothers than
we've become really close friends with both of them and toured with them a lot. But they did come up a little bit later, so it was just different. There was something about the three. Well, you mentioned NoFX and Pennywise. I throw Rancid in that group as well, where we all kind of came up together on Epitaph in the early 90s, and so there's a real bond that we all have with each other, I think, because of that.
Yeah, amazing. So, and Sum 41, do you think they will stay broken up? Just, they're, you know, they're finishing things in February.
I don't know. You know, I think NoFX probably will stay broken up, but Sum 41, I don't know. Derek might miss it in 4 or 5 years. You know, he might.
I go the opposite. I say NoFX for sure is going to get back together. Sum 41 is going to stay broken up.
You think Mike knows that he's doing a stunt?
Way back there, I think he knows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
He hasn't admitted it to himself yet.
Yeah. I love both those bands, and I know Sum 41 has had the biggest success they've ever had with this record. It's a great record.
Yeah.
You know, it's a, I mean, if you're gonna go out, I guess go out on a hit, you know. You don't want to kind of limp away, you know, limp off the field. But I just, they're so on fire, such a great band. Both bands, I love both.
Yeah, if I was in that band, I'd be pissed. Like, way to go, Derek. Write some fucking great ass songs. Nice one. That's a pitch hit.
Yeah. Supercharged, a new album, and the tour, of course. Have either of you been electrocuted before?
Electrocuted.
Yeah. Have you had a little zap and not one that you gave yourself for whatever purposes? Right. Whatever you're into, that's I'm fine with it.
Mildly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any stories?
Mistress Electra.
Oh.
We can't really talk
about
that.
With the nipple class,
different kind of.
Every once in a while, I've gotten zapped from a microphone, you know. But never anything major.
I get that from my car, and it's not as sexy.
Yeah. No.
What about like super wet gigs? Like you're out at a festival. Have you ever been like really rained on that you can remember?
For sure. And especially some of those old gigs, there'd be water dripping from the ceilings. This one in New York I've talked about before.
Yeah.
And I was really nervous that we were going to get shocked because you could tell nothing was right in that place. There's some places sometimes in some countries that aren't quite as far along as we are, and you see a lot of exposed wires around in the dressing rooms.
And it rains.
And you're thinking about it.
Yeah.
Look, this might be a bit of a personal question for you both, but God, you both look good. Skin, just beautiful. Hair, nice and full and flat. No, that's okay. Tom under a hat here. It's all right. What's the secret to staying so youthful? Is it just punk rock in general?
I think it is. Yeah. I think it's, you know,
it's a punk thing.
Going out and playing music. I like to point out the fact that Mick Jagger and Joe Biden are the same exact age. Now, one of those lifestyles is conducive to a youthful, healthy, you know, kind of a just
that's a
appearance.
Good point. Yeah. So, that's a really good point. Yes.
Yeah.
Apparently they were both hotties back in the day too. So, you know, that's how they've diverged.
I mean, we go out and play for a living. Yeah. We don't just play music. We go out and play with people, you know, we play with each other. We have a always taking the piss, always having a laugh.
Yeah.
You know, we get to do that for a living.
That's awesome.
Lucky are we? Yeah, it's great.
It's a good gig.
We did radio for similar reasons, but with less talent. So that's, you know, that's our excuse. That's how we get to have fun.
Yeah.
And less money.
Yeah. Dexter, I heard you like surfing. Now, where we're from in Geelong, we've got what we call the Surf Coast. So Bell's Beach, you may have heard of before. I don't know if you've never been down our way to surf Torquay or anywhere
I surfed Torquay.
Did you?
You did?
Yeah,
oh, there you
but
go.
It wasn't great. The weather was awful, so it was, you know,
what do you
just
mean?
Kind of choppy.
It's beautiful.
Well, not this trip. This was a few years ago. Yeah, sure. I was hoping to catch Bells or Wikipop in Wikipop. I was hoping to catch those at their prime, but it was shit weather.
Right.
So,
yeah. Right. So yeah. You're the surfer, dude.
Yeah.
Actually, he is. I mean, I try. I paddle. Yeah.
Well, you surf Margaret River.
I did.
Yeah,
Margaret River.
About 15 years ago. Yeah.
There you go. Nice.
It was, when we pulled up, it was friggin' huge, too. We had to find a break that was a little bit more sheltered and smaller because it was, Margaret's mane was going off. Yeah. We went and watched guys surfing the box. It was going off. It was crazy. I think Bruce Irons was out that day. It was just phenomenal.
Yeah. I was thinking about Pretty Fly for a White Guy, and that was at a really poignant period in my life when I'd just gone to high school, and it was the biggest song, not only of the year, but to cap off the end of the 90s. When you released that song, were you like, this is a hit, or were you like, this is the silliest, funniest, fun song, and you didn't realize it was just going to take off? Because it was like top 10 for years. Like, everyone loved that song.
I think it was a little bit of both, right?
It was going to go one way or the other, I guess. I think in my head, I kind of felt like this feels like it could connect where I live in Orange County or maybe as far as LA. That's why it was such a shock as the further we went, you know, going to Italy, and they go, I know someone just like that. It was such a surprise to hear how global it was. That
it's really just about wannabes. It's not, you know, any specific, you know, the character's kind of a specific wannabe, but it's really just a song about wannabes.
Yeah. You know? You got such an extensive back catalog, and I mean, it's killer after killer, but do each of you have a favorite album that's like a favorite child of yours from the back catalog?
Of our albums?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, you know.
Yeah, I don't
They're
know.
All special and different.
Yeah. Seriously, I don't know that I have a favorite album. You know, and even my favorite song changes from day to day. You know, I'll wake up with a different song stuck in my head.
Yeah,
you know?
Cool.
And then I'll go back and listen to something I haven't listened to in a long time and go, oh, yeah, this song's really good. Why don't I wish we could play this one more.
My answer is the last one. That's my favorite album.
Usually, you know, we're pretty stoked with Supercharged right now. And all these songs just keep, every morning I wake up with a different song off Supercharged in my head.
Yeah. I guess with your songs as well, we've got sort of that really heartfelt Gone Away, things like that are really important. Not that all your songs aren't important, but really important feeling, sit down, take note songs. And then you've got fun songs, you know, that you're known for playing as well. Do you want to release some more? What do you like releasing? Do you like releasing those real punchy kind of fun songs? Or do you love it when you get one, you're like, oh, this is going to make people feel feelings.
A million miles away.
Just feel feelings.
That's like, awesome, guys. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'm glad that we're not limited to one or the other. I think a lot of times bands let themselves get pigeonholed into a certain style where we're a jokey band or we're a serious band or a dark band. And I like that we can kind of go where we feel like going at the time.
Yeah. I have brought a Ixnay on the Hombre signed skateboard that was a gift. So you guys must have signed that sometime in the last 20 years. And then about 10 years ago, I had an older lady admirer. She was a rich old lady. Yeah. She used to buy me suits and take me to like balls as arm candy.
He's a kept man.
And she gave me this. She's like, oh, my brother had this, and she gave me this skateboard. So I was wondering if before we leave today, would you mind, because the autographs have sort of faded off, but I really took one for the team to get that skateboard. So I was wondering if you wouldn't mind signing that for us again.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Sure. Yeah.
That's
pretty
OG
cool.
Right there.
Yeah.
Ron's on there. And
you got Ron. Yeah. Is Greg on
pretty
there?
Cool. I don't know. I see your signature.
I can see mine.
Yeah,
I can
see
Ron's.
Yours. Yeah. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Well, that's awesome. Thanks, guys. I don't know if I think we can end there, except to say tickets pre-sales are this Thursday, the 28th, and then December 3rd, tickets on sale for the Supercharged Tour. You're hitting Rod Laver Arena, which I'm sure you've played before. Have you played Rod Laver?
I think so.
So that's May 7th. We are super charged, super pumped to see you guys come back, and we just keep coming back to Australia. We love having you guys here.
We will.
Absolutely.
So,
yeah.
Awesome.
It's
Thank
worth
you.
the long flight over.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks, Noodles.
Tom Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6:00.